Voices of an ESL Student and an ESL Teacher. By Leola Motley. Copyright, C, 2018, all rights reserved by Leola Publications. Many students are intimidated when it comes to learning the English language, and many teachers can sometimes be misunderstood. This ebook is a bridge to show both sides of the spectrum, and it allows both the student and the ESL teacher to explore and learn. It discusses the feelings of an ESL student when trying to learn English for the first time. It also discusses the feelings of the ESL teacher, and ways to help an ESL student as they are going through the ESL learning process. Learning how to speak English can be stressful. It can take a person outside of his or her comfort zone, and create stress and anxiety. Learning the English language, at times, make many students uncomfortable. This is because of the unknown. This in turn can create a bureau when students are learning how to speak the English language, and it can cause the student to have difficulties when learning. To help a language learner achieve learning the English language, his or her thoughts, feelings, culture, and beliefs must be understood and be considered. The voice of an ESL student. Learning how to speak English is very challenging. Being able to grasp words and concepts are overwhelming. At times, when you are teaching me, I may not be as vocal and be silent. I am eager, but afraid to speak in your language. Learning your language at times is frustrating, because I'm making many mistakes as I'm learning. Your patience and encouragement is desperately needed, as I struggle to learn this language. I speak little to no English. To effectively learn, I need for you to speak at a pace that is understandable to me, speak clearly, and to not use long sentences. Ask me questions, provide me with adequate time to respond, and allow me to process my thoughts, because I am processing two languages. Instead of giving directions, model what you want me to do. If you use diagrams and pictures with English words, it would be easier for me to learn. My only surroundings have been my culture and my native language. I am not comfortable with activities and things that I'm not familiar with. My success or failure depends on your willingness to teach and guide me, with patience and understanding. Remember, I am just learning, I have limited ability to understand your language, or express my needs. If you're patient, I will slowly be able to participate in conversations about topics that are familiar to me and will be able to expand my words and vocabulary to make complex sentences. The more I learn, the more empowered I will become. Your language will become my language. Allow me an opportunity to talk about my culture, my beliefs, and values. Learning about my background and my culture will help to unease my uncomfortableness and help me to embrace learning how to speak English. This in turn will foster a positive relationship between you and I, build on my knowledge that is shaped by my culture. Understanding my culture gives you an understanding of how my culture affects my self-esteem, behavior, and linguistic traits. Your frustration is understood. I understand your frustration and confusion. You want to learn the English language so bad that it overwhelms you and causes uncertainty from within. Saying words backwards and unclear if the ESL teacher understands what you wish to say. You're told to take your time and gather your thoughts together. You're being rushed when speaking, and being abruptly cut off, because the teacher has become impatient, and feels it's easier to complete your sentence for you. Asking questions, but never having them answered, because the teacher has no patience to repeat the answers and explain them in a way that is understandable to you. Asking for examples of how a phrase is used and told it is an English phrase that is used in the USA, and you will learn it, and other phrases in time. Mixing up sounds, and being told is okay, because you're just learning the English language, but you're not being taught the proper way to say the sounds, because it will take you too long to say them correctly. Dreading your next English lesson, because of the uncertainty of the unknown. Techniques. Being uncertain is a scary, frustrating feeling. It's like walking in the dark and not able to see what's in front of you. All ESL students should be shown techniques to use before starting lessons. Techniques can help ease a student's frustration, confusion, and uncertainty of the unknown. Concept maps and mind mapping are techniques that can teach a student ways to relax his or her mind and have an enjoyable lesson. Concept maps and mind mapping help students to get over hindrances. Talking about a student's cultures is also helpful. Talking about a student's culture is what gives teachers the light bulb effect. The voice of an ESL teacher. I want to learn about your culture, so I can learn who you are, and have an idea of what your ESL needs are. Understanding your needs will allow me to teach you efficiently. As I'm learning about your culture, I will teach you about our culture, values, and traditions, so you can understand why they are important to us. I want to teach you how to speak English and give you the English skills that are needed to be successful in your accomplishments. Language open doors. Language open doors to many wonderful things in life. It is our source for communicating. It is through language that we can convey our opinions, ideas, and thoughts. I want to teach you how to be vocal and encourage you to have pride as you are speaking your new learned language. Although we are different, and come from diverse cultures and backgrounds, we are the same. Acknowledging students' concerns. A teacher is usually the first ongoing contact an ESL student has outside of his or her culture. It is a teacher's job to welcome students' cultural differences. Students need to be heard and their fears need to be acknowledged. Patience and encouragement is essential to learners who are learning to speak English. Gaining trust and building a rapport is an important part of a student's learning process. When a student feels his or her concerns and needs aren't being acknowledged, the student starts to withdraw. This hinders the learning process. As an English teacher, it is vital that students are encouraged and their concerns are acknowledged. A big concern of English learners are the materials they are being taught with. Students often say the materials that are used to teach them are too advanced or they are not challenging enough. The truth is, not all teaching methods and techniques fit all learner levels, and they are not appropriate for all learners. Some teachers have the belief that because students are just learning English, students don't know the best learning method for themselves. The best method for a student is the methods that engages and holds the student's attention and motivates him or her to want to learn the English language. It is crucial that teachers have a full understanding of how language impacts their students, and that English must be taught and used in an effective manner. Teaching and thinking outside the box. There are many of ways to teach students, and students are eager to learn. It is the teacher that holds the responsibility to engage students. Because students come from diverse backgrounds and cultures, it will require strategies that will need to be modified to fit each student's needs. This is when thinking outside the box comes into play. Students should be allowed to pick a topic and the lesson should be on the topic. If the student wants to talk about pens, the color, sizes, and various kinds of pens should be talked about. The very first time they used a pen, and what were they writing at the time, and how significant it was to the student, can also be taught about. Although it may not be exciting, the most important thing is that the student was able to talk about pens with confidence, and was not concerned with speaking correctly, or being judged about how his or her words were phrased. As a teacher, thinking outside the box is the best gift a student can have. The importance of learning the English language. English as a language has evolved over the world and is now one of the most spoken dominant languages used. Many countries are encouraging students to choose English as a second language. There are also countries who are studying many of their subjects in English. The English language has come a necessity to many people. Companies who are functioning at an international level want employees who has good English skills. This motivates people who are not English speakers to learn the English language. About the author. Master's degree of education in teaching English as a second language. Master's degree in education teaching adult learners. ESL instructor certificate. Bachelor's degree in psychology, with a concentration in substance abuse. Associate's degree in human services.